We who are in Vancouver and Canada, of course, we're behind you. It's still Saturday evening for us.
那在温哥华的时间呢，我们还要晚一些啊，还在星期六的晚上。
But a greetings to all, and we're going to turn again to the Word of God, to the Book of James.
我们问候来的每一位，然后翻开雅各书，我们一起来查考。
Now, although the Book of James comes to us near the end of our Bibles, in fact, it was probably the first book written in the New Testament.
虽然雅各书呢，在圣经的结构上是非常接近圣经的最后面的一卷书，但是呢，它的写作时间却是新约里最早的一卷书。
Now James, as we believe, was the writer, the half brother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
雅各的作者呢，我们常常被认为就是主耶稣同母异父的弟弟。
And he, after his conversion, he became a prominent leader in Jerusalem.
在他重生得救之后呢，他成为耶路撒冷非常著名的一位属灵领袖。
And as far as we know, James never left Jerusalem until his martyrdom.
那以我们目前所知的历史来看呢，雅各从来就没有离开过耶路撒冷啊，直到他在耶路撒冷殉道。
Historical writers, not from the Bible, but Jewish historian Josephus said that his name among the people was James the Just.
有一个叫Josephus 啊，叫约瑟夫啊，他其实是一个犹太史学家啊，这是从他的著作里来的啊，这不是从圣经里来的。那他是研究犹太历史的，所以他说呢，雅各这个人呢，也就是耶稣的弟弟雅各这个人呢，他在当时被称为公义者雅各。
And in this little book that he's given to us, throughout James insists that if faith is real, then it will result in justification with good works.
所以在雅各的这一卷书里呢，雅各坚持，如果你的信心是真的呢，就一定会在公义里有行为显明出来。
Now he was writing, you'll notice in the first verse of the first chapter that he wrote to the 12 tribes scattered abroad.
然后在雅各书的一章一节呢，我们看见这封信是写给散住在12个支派的各处的，但是是犹太人，是十二个支派的犹太人，散住在其他地方。
The earliest Christians were Jews, and probably many of those that were saved on the day of Pentecost were the ones that he was writing to.
那我们知道，初代教会的最主要的组成部分都是犹太人，当中很多人呢，也许就是在五旬节啊，彼得的那篇道理呢信的啊，但是呢，他们又各自回到家乡去啊，就是散住在各地了。
But the truth that he brings before or brought before them is certainly very applicable to us today.
对，但是雅各写的这一卷给当时犹太人的书信，在我们今天依然是非常有实用性的。
And he insists that if there is real faith, then there will be good works as a result.
所以他坚持呢，只要你的信心是真的，你必然带出一个行动啊，来印证这个信心的行动作为结果。
In chapter 1, verse 18, we read,
在一章的十八节，他是这么说的。
Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
Now the reason he saved us I would include us Christians today. The reason was not just to save us from hell, from everlasting judgment, but that we might bring forth fruit to his glory.
所以我们今天要看见在这里呢，雅各告诉我们，神救我们不单单是把我们从罪的审判啊地狱里救出去，而且呢，他还要我们在今生呢是要结出这果子，就像出熟的果子。
And he continues his argument in chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verse 14.
然后我们继续往下呢，我们就看见，第14节哈 ，verse 14.
Yes, we'll begin our study there tonight. If you've got your Bible, turn please to chapter 2 and verse 14.
那我们是到二章的十四节，这是我们今天主体的部分。
We'll read it verse by verse and follow James' argument as he develops it.
我们一节一节的读，来跟从雅各的逻辑啊，当他开始展开他的论述的时候。
What does it profit, my brother? If someone says he has faith, but does not have works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
雅各书二章十四节，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样信心若没有行为就是死。
Now the key to this understanding this portion is that you'll notice that is a man that says he has faith. He professes to believe in the Lord Jesus.
要理解这一小段话呢，有一个关键的信息，就是这个人说他有信心，就是他在口头上表达了对主的信心。
Now, where's the proof of this?
是这样的信心的证据在哪里呢？
We can't see a person's faith.
因为我们不能看见他里面的事情吗？
We can only observe the fruits that come from the heart of the professing professor.
我们只能够看见一个在里面已经有了信心的人，他外面所结出的行为的果子，我们才能看得见。
And he says there in verse 14, can faith save him is the question.
所以第十四节说，这个信心能救他吗？所以第十四节的最后有这样的一个问句。
Now, this seems to come into conflict with other scriptures.
这个好像和其他的圣经的经文呢，貌似有一些冲突。
Because in Romans, Paul teaches that we're saved by faith alone.
因为在罗马书保罗讲得很清楚，我们是单单凭着信心得救的。
But James is not arguing that. He's talking about visible fruit of faith.
雅各并不是在讲罗马书讲的角度，他是在讲一个真信心所结出来的有形的眼见的果子。
He's saying that someone just says he has faith. Can that kind of faith save him? Just a profession.
所以雅各在这里说的只是那种嘴巴上说说的，只是我仅仅说说的信心，这样的信心能够救一个人吗？
Now, there's examples of those that have professed but have never possessed salvation.
当然有这样的例子，有人他只是说但从来没有真正拥有过救恩。 信心只是嘴上说说的。
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 13.
我们往前翻，翻到新约马太福音的13章。
Matthew chapter 13, and verse 21.
马太福音13章的21节。
This is in the parable of the sower, and we know that the Lord Jesus, we read, is the sower of the seed. The seed is the word of God.
那这一小段呢，是在讲撒种的比喻。我们也知道呢，主耶稣就是那个撒种的人啊，那所撒的种子呢，就是神国的道。
In verse 20, we read of a class of persons who receive the seed on stony places. This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but only endures for a while.
马太福音十三章二十节。这是讲了一种人啊，他也领受了这个道啊，这个种子，但他的表现呢是撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只是心里没有根，不过是暂时的。
So the Lord Jesus in this parable of the sower of the seed is showing the result of people hearing the word of God and their response to it.
主耶稣看，让我们在这里看见呢，这样的一种人，他听见神的道，而且对神的道有了回应。
Well, this man, he hears the word of God, and right away he says, yes, that's wonderful. With joy, he receives it.
这样的人呢，他说，哎，他听见了神的道，立刻就回应了，哦，太好了，他是，欢喜领受，欢喜回应的。
But the seed falls on stony ground. In other words, his heart is still hard. The word has come into his mind, but it has not penetrated into the heart.
但是这里注意，他在讲撒在石头地上。石头地呢，就是他的心呢，还是硬的。所以这个话呢，只进到了他的脑子里，他觉得很有道理，欢喜领受了，但他的心依然没有开啊，依然没有把神的道接到心里去。
The word could not take root.
所以这个道呢，这个话语呢，就没有办法扎根。
And if the word couldn't take root, then it cannot grow and produce fruit.
那既然这个道没有扎根呢，就没有办法结出果子来了。
Now James is talking about this class of men, or hearers of the word.
所以雅各就在讲这一类的人啊，这一类的人他也听了神的道之后的反应就是这样的。
They're in intellectual agreement with the doctrine, but they have made no commitment in their heart. They have not received the word into their heart that they might be born again of the Spirit of God to have life.
所以这种人呢，他只是头脑里理性上从知识上呢，他认可这一个教义，但是呢，他并不是把自己的生命、把自己的主权交出去，愿意把这个道领受到心里来，所以呢，他并没有在圣灵里重生，领受新的生命。
So profession of salvation is not proof that there is possession.
所以我们就从这个例子里就得出一个结论，我口头上说的我信这样一个动作呢，并不是一个足够的证据来证明一个人真的就得着了救恩。
And that's why he says, can that kind of faith, or can faith save him? That kind of faith which is just an empty profession by agreeing to some facts that they have heard.
所以在雅各书的二章十四节，雅各就用一个问句来说，这样的信心能救他吗？所以这样的信心只是口头上表达的，我认可，在理性上我认可这个教义。 仅此而已，只是这样的信心。
Then in, so in verses 15 and 16, he gives an example of a person that is, professes to be merciful to a destitute person, but does nothing about it.
所以15和16节和雅各书2章，雅各就用了一个例子啊，讲这样的一类的人呢，那他们在口头上也表达了愿意去帮助那些缺乏的主内的肢体啊弟兄姊妹，但是呢他只是说说而已。
He gives that example, he says in verse 15, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, there it is, profession, go in peace, be warmed, be filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what kind of profit is that?
所以他在16节说 ,15 节讲到有人有需要啊 ,16 节就说你们中间有人对他们说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的。他说这样的一个信心有什么益处呢？
So, the person, says that they are merciful to them, but they do nothing to help them in their need.
所以这个人呢，他只是说他想要怜悯对方，但是他却不在对方的需要上有任何的行动。
That kind of faith has no profit whatsoever.
所以这样的一个信心，不管怎样都是没有益处的。
And James insists that that's a dead faith.
所以雅各就坚持说这样的一个信心啊是死的。
In verse 17, he says, thus also faith by itself,If it does not have works, is dead.
这就是17节的结论，这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
Now some have taken that verse, and they have twisted it around, ignoring other scriptures, to say that it's faith plus works, it will save.
那我们要小心在这里啊，有一种的误解对这节经文。他们扭曲了这节经文，他们把这节经文拿出来呢，说他们忽视了其他各处的经文得出的结论啊。那他们说呢，不但要有信心，还要有行为，要信心加行为，这个人才有资格得救。这样的一个理解是错的。
There could be no clearer refutation of that bad doctrine than Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8.
所以我们来看一下以弗所书的二章八节啊，就很清楚的知道我们刚才所说的这种错误的理解这节经文呢、啊、是不对的。以弗所书
Paul writing by the same spirit of God that inspired James gives us the other side of that truth
那同样的圣灵感动雅各写雅各书的，也感动保罗写以弗所书他是怎么描述的呢？在以弗所书的二章八节。
So, we turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
我们翻到以弗所书二章八节和九节。
And here we get a very clear presentation of the truth of justification and salvation.
那我们在这得到一个非常清楚的关于得救和称义的教义。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
以弗所书二章八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Salvation is not faith plus works, it'sSalvation is a gift that is given by God in His grace.
所以救恩不是说信心再加上我的好行为才有资格信得救，救恩是一个从神来单单的礼物啊，我们只能凭着信心去接受的礼物。
It's not of works, Paul says.
所以保罗在这里强调，不是出于我的行为才有资格得救。
Because if it's of works, it's no longer a gift of by grace.
因为呢，如果是一个靠着我行动才配得的， 那就不能说这是神的恩典了，对不对？
Now the difficulty in all this can be cleared up by a simple statement.
那这里要理解的难处呢，可以有一个简单的陈述啊来解决。
And the, well, actually two statements.
啊，两个简单的陈述啊。
We are justified by faith before God.
那我们是在神面前呢，单凭着信心被称义的。
Because God can see our hearts and he knows what we say and what we believe in our hearts are the same.
因为神是能看见人心的，所以他知道我们所说的以及我们心里真的所信的是不是一致。
When you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, God saw your faith and you were justified in his sight.
如果你接受基督成为你的救主，在你的心里是这样接受的，神就看见你的信心，神就称你为义了。
But on the other hand, you and I can't see another person's faith. We can only see their works.
但换个角度呢，你和我作为人，我们却看不见别人里面的信心，我们只能看见他因着信心而来的外在的行为。
And so, when I see a Christian, full of good works and fruit of the Spirit, then I can have confidence to say that person is a truly born again Christian.
如果我看见一个基督徒在外面满了因着他得救而来的新生命而来的这些好行为啊，这些善行，那我就会有很充足的证据，充足的信心说，哎，这是一个重生得救的真正的基督徒。
Their hidden faith that God sees is evident to us by their good works.
所以它里面藏着的信心，那样的信心，神能看见的信心，却因着他外在的行动呢，显明给世人看了。
So we're justified by faith before God, but we're justified by works before men.
所以我们是在神面前呢，借着我们的信心而被神称义的。那我要让人来看见我这个信心是真的呢，那这个信心就一定会在外表呢显出行动来啊，这是使人看见我被神称义了。
And that's what that's what James is talking about in verse 18.
这就是雅各书二章十八节雅各所说的。
In verse 18, we see an imaginary debate between two men.
那在十八节呢，我们看见有一个想象的两个人的争论。
The first man is a Christian.
那第一个呢，是一个基督徒。
And so he says, but someone,that is a Christian, will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works and I'll show you my faith by my works.
那必有人说，那这个人呢是一个基督徒，他说你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
So we have here the two men, one a believer andsomeone who thinks that their mere profession is real, but he's not actually a Christian.
那这里两个人呢，一个呢是一个真正重生得救的，里面相信，一个呢就是嘴上所说的，他其实并没有行为的，他只是说说而已的，就这两种人。
And so he says to them, yeah, you say you have faith.I will demonstrate my faith by good by works.
所以他会说，那你既然说你有信心，那我也要把我的信心借着这行为呢显给你看。
And what that Christian is saying, the first man is saying, is that what you see is an outward demonstration of the new nature that has been born in my heart.By true faith in the Lord Jesus.
所以第一个，这真正重生得救的基督徒就想告诉对方呢， 我现在给你看见的这个信心是一个外在的表现，这个表现是我里面因着相信耶稣基督而重生的生命所行出来的，而是也只有这样才能行出来的，所以这就是我里面有重生的证据了。
Now, so true faith is not just an intellectual agreement to the facts of the Christian faith.
所以一个真的信心呢，不是单单一个理性上或者知识上的同意一个信心的教义啊，这个不是一个真信心。
And he gives an example in verse 19.
因为他在这里又给了个例子啊，在第十九节。
He says, "You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble."
那你信神只有一位，你信得不错。鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
Now the devils, the demons, they agree intellectually that there is one God, but they do not have the life of God.
那鬼魔这些邪灵呢，他们也信，他这个信就是头脑的，就是他知道有神，他也知道这个事实，但是他并不接受。这是个典型的例子。
They lost their holy nature when they rebelled against God, and so they have only an evil nature left.
他们当背逆神的时候，他就失掉了他圣洁从神来的本性，他们留下的就只有他背逆的本性，邪恶的本性。
And so they believe there is a God, but they don't have any fruit.
所以他们也是知识上相信有神知道，但是他却结不出任何的果子，因为他不要神。
So the first man is saying to the second man, just because you profess doesn't mean to say that you have real life.
所以第一个人对第二个人说，你不能单单因为你嘴上说说仅此而已，所以你就会有真实的生命啊，这是不可能的。
And so he underlines that statement in verse 20.
他把这样的一个陈述呢，在第二十节就强调了一遍。
And so he says, "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?"
虚浮的人呢，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？二十节。
If there are no works, if there is no fruit, then that faith is useless.And you're a fool to think so.
No, 没有行为啊，没有外显的证据，所以这个说明你的信心就是死的，是假的。
And now James goes on and uses two examples from Scripture of two persons, Abraham and Rahab.
所以雅各继续呢，在讲圣经的两个例子来做解释，一个呢是以撒啊，一个是拉合。
First of all.Abraham, verse 21.
首先亚伯拉罕二十一节。
He says, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?"
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上。岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
And then verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他也得称为神的朋友。
Now what James is talking about here is that.Abraham's faith ripened, and he was justified before man when he offered up his son on the altar on Mount Moriah.
所以，雅各在这里说呢，亚伯拉罕是信神的。当这个信神的信心成熟的时候呢，他就要结出果子来。这个果子呢，就是他要在摩利亚山上呢，把他的儿子以撒献给神。 啊，这个果子这样的一个行为是在人面前显明他是一个真正信的重生得救的人。
Again, Abraham wasn't justified before God when he offered up his son. He was justified before God long before that testing there when he was asked to sacrifice his son.
那这里我们要注意一点，亚伯拉罕并不是在献以撒的时候在被神称为义的，这个只是人看见他义的表现。亚伯拉罕在很早以前，在他决定相信神，神在他心里看见这样信心的时候，亚伯拉罕就被神称义了。所以亚伯拉罕被称义得救是在献以撒之前很早的时候就发生的。
Now turn way back to the first book of the Bible, into Genesis, chapter 15.
我们来看一下这个故事啊，在创世纪的部分第一卷书圣经的。
Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪的15章。
And there in verse 6.
15章的6节。
The Lord had given Abraham his promises. And it says in, yeah.
神给了亚伯拉罕他的应许。
And Abraham in verse 6, it says, and he believed in the Lord. And he, that is, the Lord, counted it to him for righteousness.
在15章，创世纪15章6节以前呢，神把他的应许给了亚伯拉罕。在第6节呢，亚伯兰，也就是亚伯拉罕，信神，信耶和华，耶和华就以此，以他的信为他的义。
And God saw the faith of Abraham in his heart, and he justified him. In other words, that's the idea of he accounted it to him for righteousness. It was imputed righteousness that was given to him.
所以神在亚伯拉罕心里看见了他的信心，所以就把神的义呢算作了亚伯拉罕的义，就是归给他的。这样的义是从神来的，神给到他做白白的礼物，是因为亚伯兰有了信心。
And years later, some 20 years later, God tested Abraham and asked him to sacrifice Isaac, the conduit of his promises through Abraham, to sacrifice him on the mountain, to slay him there.
那很多年以后，差不多要20年以后了，啊，神要测验，要试验亚伯拉罕的信心呢，那就是要他呢把他的独生子以撒呢献给神。那因为呢，这是神的应许啊，在人看来唯一可能应验的，神要应许给亚伯拉罕多子孙，就得借着以撒的。
That would be verse 16 of chapter 22.
这个经文呢就在创世纪的22章，往后翻一些部分，创世纪22章的第16节。
He says, because of Abraham's obedience, that is, his faith had been tested, and it was proven to be true. And when God asked him to sacrifice the most precious thing he had, Abraham obeyed. A demonstration that his faith was real.
所以当神要求亚伯拉罕献上的时候，亚伯拉罕完全的顺服了。这样的一个顺服呢，显明了他里面的信心是真的。这个果子啊，这样的行为是显明出来的。所以在这之前，这些事发生之后呢，就有了第十六节神说的话。
It was faith perfected.
这个信心是结出果子的信心啊，是一个完美的信心了。
So the Lord says in verse 16.
所以主在十六节这么说的。
By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will blessing, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore.
耶和华说， 你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。
Now, turn with me to Romans chapter 1.
好，我们再往后看，看罗马书的一章。
And verse 16.
罗马书一章的十六节。
Verses 16 and 17.
十六节和十七节。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Paul writes, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
罗马书一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正是在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
So the gospel, which is Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, that is the gospel of the grace of God.
所以这福音也就是主耶稣死了为我们的罪埋了又三天后复活了这就是神恩典的好消息恩典的福音。
And in it, he says in verse 16, the very power of God operates to everyone who believes.
然后在十六节说这样的一个神的大能啊是救一切相信的要显明在一切相信的人的身上。
And in verse 17, he says, for in it, that is in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed.
然后17节就说在福音上神的义呢就显明出来了。
The righteousness of God is revealed in the sense that God has paid for the sins of the world on the cross of Calvary. Christ died for our sins so that God can be gracious and can pronounce a believer righteous or justified because of their faith in that finished work.
所以福音上显明义的方式就是神在十字架上付足了罪的代价为我们。因此呢他可以得着一个权利可以宣称一个信的人是有义的这个义是他已经付了代价可以给人以白白礼物给人的。
Now, we read in the last part of that verse that it's from faith unto faith.
所以在十七节的后面半段说这义是本于信以至于信。
Now, what does that phrase mean?
那这一节到底什么意思呢?
It means from initial faith, that is, the first time you believe in the Lord Jesus, you are justified from all things.
是本于信是指最初的信心也就是你最初相信耶稣基督作为你救主的那一刻所有的信心得救的信心
Your sins have been forgiven.
你的罪在那一刻就被赦免了
You've been saved from condemnation.
你已经被从定罪里救出来了
You have been sanctified because you have been given a brand new nature.
你也被称义 和成圣了因为你已经有了一个新的生命了
And that nature is the nature of Christ himself.
这样的一个新生命就是主耶稣基督自己的生命。
No, that's all received the moment a believer trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
这都发生在一个人接受基督成为自己救主的那一刻。
It isn't a long process, it's an immediate transaction that takes place between God and the soul.
这不是一个很长漫长的过程是在那一瞬间在人里面就发生的。
But the gospel goes beyond that.
但是福音呢却不单停在这，还要继续往前。
Because we still have to live in this world.
因为我们还要在这地上继续生活。
And so it's from the gospel in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from initial faith, beginning faith, unto perfected faith.
所以在这福音上呢，它是从一个最初的得救的信心呢，要进到一个完整完美的信心。
Then he quotes the Old Testament prophet Habakkuk.
然后在第十七节，罗马书一章十七节最后呢，他就引用了哈巴谷书的旧约哈巴谷书的一句经文。
The just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
That is, those that have been justified by initial faith continue to live by faith.
意思就是那一切因着得救的信心而得救的人呢，他会一直在信心里生活，在信心里成长。
And it's that living faith that James insists upon, that there has to be evidence that there is a real living faith.
这就是雅各所坚持要我们要去看见的，就是我们的信心是活的。这个信心是每一天在我们的生命里要显出来的，会结出来的信心。
Let us go back to the book of James again in chapter 2.
那我们回到雅各书的二章。
Where we read in verse 21, was not our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？
And then in verse 22, he says, do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works, faith was made perfect.
可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因为行为才得成全。
So James is not talking here about the initial faith, because this faith that Abraham, when he offered up his son, took place years afterAbraham was saved by, or justified by faith at the beginning.
所以雅各在这里完全没有在讲亚伯拉罕得救时的那个信心，因为雅各举的这个例子是很多很多年之后，亚伯拉罕已经得救了很多年之后一个信心所结出的果子，一个行为。所以亚伯拉罕得救的信心是在很早以前。
And so that Abraham's offering up his son on the altar was the fruit of that faith that had begun many years before.
所以亚伯拉罕把儿子献在祭坛上的这个行为是一个信心的结果，这个信心是在很多年之前他在神那里已经给出去的，他已经因此而得救的信心。
And so, verse 23 quotes the time when Abraham believed God. Verse 23, it's a quote from that time. And the scripture then was fulfilled when it said, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
这也是为什么23节圣经就说这应验了经上所说的，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。所以信神算为他的义呢，是亚伯拉罕得救的信心，发生在献以撒这件事情很早以前。那这样的信心到献以撒的时候呢，就应验了这个信心是活的，是真的。
Now you could argue and say, well, there was Abraham's faith demonstrated when he offered up his son was for the works were proof to man. Then there were no men, there was nobody there witnessing when he offered up his son on the altar.
那你也可能会说呢，哎，如果你说要显明行为的这个信心是要证明给人看我的信心是真的是活的，但问题是亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候没有在场的见证人呢，就是他们父子俩。
In other words, if faith is for God, works are the proof for mankind. There was no man there. There was no one witnessing those works of Abraham.
因为我们刚才在讲的，得救的信心是显给神看的，那有行为的信心是给人证据的。问题在亚伯拉罕这个例子里呢，当场只有他们父子两个人啊，没有别的人。
Well, let's consider three witnesses.
那我们要看呢，还有三个见证人。
First of all, there were two young men at the base of the mountain who knew what was going to happen.
那首先呢，是在那个山脚下啊，有两个年轻人啊，那他们知道山上在发生什么。
They saw Abraham going up the mountain with the fire and the knife and the wood, but with no sacrificial animal.
那他们知道亚伯拉罕带着以撒上山啊，也带着火，带着柴，但是呢，他们却没有带献祭的羊羔。
And when Abraham and Isaac came back down from the mountain, those young men were witnesses of what took place up that mountain.
所以当亚伯拉罕和以撒下山之后呢，这两个年轻人是会要做见证的，因为他们知道当天发生了什么。
And secondly, let's not forget Isaac. He was there that day.
第二呢，我们别忘了以撒啊，以撒是在那一天，他是在现场的，不是吗？
He was a witness of Abraham's faith. Abraham's works.
他是以撒是他父亲亚伯拉罕的有行为的信心的见证，对不对？
And then the Spirit of God recorded it in this little book for us, and we are witnesses today, this evening, or today, of the faith of Abraham that produced the works that God acknowledged.
那同样的，圣灵也在圣经里把它记载下来，以至于呢，我们今天在座的每一位都是见证人，对吧？因为我们都看见了亚伯拉罕在他的信心里所结出行为的果子，我们都看见。
So in verse 24, he continues.
然后24节呢，他就继续。
You see then, he concludes his remarks on Abraham. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only.
雅各书二章二十四节，这样看来，人称义是因为行为，不是单因着信。
Again, he was justified before men by his works.
再一次呢，他是因着自己的行为在人前被称义了。
And then James gives us another example of Rahab, the harlot.
那同样呢，雅各又举了另外一个例子，也就是妓女喇合。
We read in verse 25, likewise was not Rahab, the harlot, also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way?
我们看二章的二十五节啊，妓女喇合接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样因行为称义吗？
Turn to Joshua, the book of Joshua, please.
那我们要解释这个故事呢，还要往旧约翻啊，翻到约书亚记，旧约的约书亚记。
In chapter 2.
二章。
Joshua sent out two spies to spy the city of Jericho.
那约书亚呢，拆了两个探子啊，去看耶利哥城。
He says in verse 1, Now Joshua the son of Nun sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there.
约书亚记二章一节，当下嫩的儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说，你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。于是二人去了，来到一个妓女名叫喇合的家里，就在那里躺卧。
And we'll continue reading. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out the country. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut, and when it was dark that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. Then we read that they pursued the false lead, but did not find them, of course.
二节，有人告诉耶利哥王说，今夜有以色列人来到这里窥探此地。耶利哥王打发人去见拉合说，那来到你这里见了你家的人要交出来，因为他们来窥探全地。女人将二人隐藏，就回答说，那人果然来到这里，果然到我这里来，他们是哪里的我却不知道。天黑要关城门的时候，他们出去了，往哪里去我却不知道。你们快快的去追赶，就必追上。先是女人领二人上了房顶，将他们藏在那里所摆的麻结中，那些人就往约旦河的渡口去追，也没有追到了。
So now we're going to look at how Rahab obtained living faith in the living God.
那我们看见呢，喇合是怎么样在一个活神那里显明他活的信心的。
Why didn't she hand over the spies to the king?
那他为什么不把这两个探子交给耶利哥王呢？
It was an act of treason.To lie to the king and harbor spies, enemy spies.
那藏这个敌人的探子啊，在耶利哥可算是一个卖国罪啊，叛国罪嘛。
Those were good works as far as God was concerned.
在神眼里这当然是一个好的行为啊。
But how did she obtain a faith in God?
那她怎么得着对神的信心的呢？
Notice in verse 8,
在第八节,
she describes how she came to faith.
她描述了, 她如何得着对神的信心。
Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Now the word Lord is the covenant name of the God of Israel. It's Jehovah.
二章的八节，二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里，对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，所以耶和华就是旧约我们所知道的神。
And she goes on with her testimony.
然后她继续在讲她的得救的见证。
He says that the terror of you has fallen on us.And on all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who are on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you.For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
在二章的第九节，对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们面前，使红海的水干了。并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩将他们进行毁灭，我们一听见这些事心就消化了，因你们的缘故并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。对。
Now, there may have been many, and in fact there were many, he said, We have heard, she says. That is, it was news that everyone heard in the city. What God had done for his people Israel in bringing them out of the land of Egypt and bringing them through the wilderness. And
他这里说的我们哈，就说明很多人，因为在当时呢，神把以色列人带出埃及，又在旷野带他们几十年的这些事呢，早就传遍了整个迦南地啊，包括耶利哥城的人，他们全都知道。
And then she says in verse 11, the last part of that verse, "For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath."
所以十一节的最后。也就是他喇合所表达自己的信心的一句话，他说：“耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。”
Now that was faith. She had faith in that. She had never seen God, but she had seen His works and had trusted Him.
对，这就是他的信心嘛。他也从来没有见过神，但是他相信因着神所显明出来的作为啊，他看见了，所以他相信。相信神。
No, there were probably many in Jericho that night that believed the same thing.
那同样在那天晚上在耶利哥城应该有很多人也相信同样的事，相信耶和华的作为。
But only Rahab acted on that information.
那只有喇合按照这样的信心有了行为，有了行动。
Many intellectually understood what had taken place, but only Rahab had received the God of heaven.
所以每很多人在耶利哥城的人呢，都是在理性上的知识上知道有这样的神，他们都知道这些作为，但是只有喇合在他的行动里回应了，表达了。
And the proof that her faith was real was when she hid the spies.
那证明证据呢，他的信心是真的呢，就是从他把探子藏起来这件事情上显出来的。
Again, back to James chapter 2.
好，我们回到雅各书的二章。
Likewise, was not Rahab also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? It was the proof of the reality of the life that was in her heart when she acted and her works proved that she was justified before men.
所以当喇合呢听见耶和华的作为他相信那一刻他就得救了他就重生了。但是呢他的信心显明是在他接待这些探子他没有把他们交给耶利哥王在这件事情上他的信心结出了果子这个果子就是他的行为显明给世人看他是真的得救的。
And then verse 26.
然后雅各书二章二十六节。
For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
That is faith, just an intellectual agreement with the truth of God is not enough. Without works to prove that it's a living faith, it's dead.
那如果只是头脑里相信这样的一个信心没有扎根没有结出果子来这证明呢这个信心是死的。
Now, good works, well, just one more point on that, is that good works do not justify us before God, but they do glorify Him in heaven.
那我们还要再解释一点，好的行为不是让我们在神面前称义的理由和原因，但是的确，是我们能够荣耀神的方式。
And so, the Christian is exhorted to maintain good works to glorify the Father because it's His life, the life of His Son, the Lord Jesus lived through us, the one who always went about doing good.
因为呢，基督徒总是被鼓励啊，要去做好的行为，因为这样的行为是荣耀父神的很好的方式。因为我们的主耶稣也是这样啊，他永远都是在自己各样的善行里啊，这样的荣耀归给父神的。
Now we come to chapter 3.
现在我们继续往下，我们来到雅各书的第三章。
And we really come to a little change here now, because, he takes up the subject in a slightly different way.
我们有一个话题的些微的转换啊，在第三章。
And he, if our faith is manifested in good works, he takes up the smallest little member of our body and says, if we can control that little member, then we can control our whole bodies.
然后呢他讲到这个行为有行为的信心之后他就用了一个我们身上最小的肢体也就是舌头来做解释说如果我们能控制这舌头我们就能控制我们的全身了。
You know, the old-fashioned doctor, I don't know about in China, but I know years ago when you went to a doctor, the first thing he would do is he would ask you to open your mouth and he would look at your tongue.
他说呢传统的这个医生啊他说不知道中国是怎样。但是呢有一些传统的医术呢是当他要知道你的身体的疾病到底是怎么样的时候他首先让你张嘴看看你的舌头。
Now they've got all kinds of expensive and extensive, tests and everything else, but the old-fashioned doctor could tell a lot about the condition of your tongue.
今天的医生呢上来要做好多的检查各种各样的验血啊各种各样的检查。他说传统的医生都是一张嘴看一下你的舌头他就大概能知道你身上哪里出了问题。
He could diagnose much of your health that way.
他能够判断你的健康啊从你的舌头的状况来判断。
Now, James is kind of a doctor too. He's going to, use it, as an index of spiritual health.
我们看见雅各呢在这里类似的他也要用舌头来看一个人的健康但是呢是一个人的属灵的健康到底是怎样的这个舌头也是一个指标的。
And in a strange way, the tongue is connected somehow to the heart.
一个很奇妙的方式啊我们的舌头啊其实是跟我们的心联系起来。
Go to Matthew chapter 15.
我们来看马太福音的15章。
Verse 18.
15章的18节。
He says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth, that is, by the tongue, they come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies.
马太福音十五章的十八节唯独出口的也就是话语是从心里发出来的这才污秽人因为从心里发出来的有恶念凶杀奸淫苟合偷盗妄政谤读。
And before actions, often there's words.
因为在人行动之前呢肯定是话语先要出来。
And someone that can control their tongue can probably control their whole bodies.
那很多人呢他很难去控制他的全人。
First of all, though, in chapter 3, he mentions a specific, category of persons, those who would like to teach, be teachers.
所以我们回到雅各书的三章我们看一下他讲到的那些想要做师父的人是怎样的情形。
He says in verse 1, My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment.
三章一节他说我的弟兄们不要多人做师父因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
So he gives a warning against being over ambitious to be a teacher.
所以他这里给出来一个警告就是过于想要教导人的这个试探啊是这样的事啊是要警告。
those that would like to teach need to do two things.
那些要做教导的人呢，他有两个前提。
They must have control over their own beings, and they must then, teach the word of God accurately.
第一呢，他要能控制他的全人啊，就是他能够自己能活出圣洁的生命。第二呢，就是他要用正义来解神的道，准确的把神的道给出来。
Because the importance of teaching is that many become affected by the teacher's words.
因为呢，教导人的这个重要性在于呢，很多人会因为这个教导而受影响的。
And so those that teach are going to be judged by a higher standard.
因此那些要做教导人的呢，就会受更重的判断，神要更重的判断他们。
He gives a warning, first of all, to those that would use their tongue for teaching.
第一个，雅各书三章第一个的警告呢，是指向那些想要用话语来教导别人的人。
And in verse 2, he talks about the rest of us generally.
那第二节开始呢，他就指向所有的普通人了。
He says, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
三章二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
And we all stumble, and but the consequence for the teacher is greater, but we all stumble at some time or another.
虽然呢，作为一个教师啊，他的跌倒啊，他的罪呢带来的后果更严重，但是呢，我们每一个人，普通的信徒都会跌倒的。
And if we can probably control all the rest of our members, if we can control our tongue, we should be able to control all the rest of our members of our body.
Okay. 如果我们能够管住自己的舌头啊，勒住自己的舌头呢，其实我就能管住我的全身了啊，我的行动呢，自然也就在我的约束之下了。
But he said, talks about if one can control their tongue, he's a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. And there was only one man that was able to do that. That was our Lord Jesus Christ, our great example.
Amen. 所以他就讲到呢，如果一个人能够勒住自己的舌头，他就是个完全人。那事实上呢，只有一个人完全做到了，也就是我们的主耶稣自己。
And then he gives us five pictures, five word pictures of the tongue, in verses 3, 4, 3, and 5.
他这里就给了五个形象的比喻来指向这个舌头像什么啊，从三节一直到下面这几节。
In verse 3, he talks about the bridle, or indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body.
第一个呢，就是三节，他把它比作嚼环。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里呢，叫它顺服，就这样就可以调动马的全身。
Now, horses are large and very powerful animals.
马是非常大、非常强有力的动物。
Yet with a tiny bit.In the horse's mouth, we're able to control this big animal for our benefit.
就在他嘴里的一个小小的东西，我们就能够控制这么大的一个动物。
So, James is saying, if you can control your tongue, you can control the whole being.
所以雅各在这里说呢，你能控制你的小小的舌头呢，你能控制你的全身了。
Again, in verse 4,He talks about the ships. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they're turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires.
第四节他就用的船来做例子。看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼， 只用小小的舵就随着掌舵的意思转动。
So it's these great large ships that go across the ocean, they're steered by a relatively small rudder at the rear, and they can turn those ships wherever they want.
这么大一个船啊，在海里却是能够凭借一个小小的舵呢来转它的方向的。
And again, and oh yes, verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and it boasts great things.
第五节，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
And then he says, see how great a forest a little fire kindles.
看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
Now there was, in British Columbia, we often have forest fires burning in our province in the summer times.
在BC 省呢，我们夏天的时候经常会有山火，森林火。
And a few years ago, there was a man walking on the back of his property in the town of Barrier in the central part of British Columbia.
那很多年前呢，有一个人在他自己在 BC 省中部的一个小镇的家里的后院里走。
And he was smoking a cigarette and he dropped the cigarette in the dry grass and immediately the grass began to burn and it burned that whole town down. The residents had to flee.
然后这个人就在后院干啥呢？他家后院他抽烟，抽完了以后呢，他把烟头呢丢在地上，但是地上的草很干，那个时候迅速呢就着了。这一着不要紧的，就把整个镇子给烧了啊，以至于整个镇子必须得搬了，逃了。
And he says in verse 6, the tongue is like that.
然后第六节他说，我们的舌头就像这样。
And the tongue is a fire.A world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
第六节，舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
How much the tongue...How much damage has the tongue done by the simple gossiping, saying things that are not true, or even repeating things that are, to the detriment of the personalities that they're targeted, that they target.
所以我们知道，舌头啊，这样的，比方说在这嚼舌头啊，传舌的这个动作里。有的时候是讲的子虚乌有的假的，有的时候甚至是讲事实，但是不断的去传的，但是这些事所带来对人的伤害和后果啊，其实是非常非常大的。
It says it sets in on the fire of hell. It's a very serious thing because the devil himself is a liar and the father of lies.
那这里用的是从地狱的点着的，说明那撒旦自己啊，他就是撒谎的，而且是所有撒谎人的父。
And then in verses 7 and 8, we read, "For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed, and has been tamed by mankind."But no man can tame the tongue. It's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
雅各书二章三章的七节，各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
You know, mankind has tamed every kind of beast, an animal, and bird, imaginable. Lions have been made to, perform tricks in zoos or in circuses and so on.
我们知道人是这个全地的管制主啊，所以是可以有很大的能力啊，来驯服各样的走兽，比方说狮子都能够被人所训练的在马戏团啊动物园里啊。
But the tongue, he says, in verse 8, no one can tame it.
第八节却说唯独舌头没有人能制服。
Unruly, evil, full of poison.
是不止息的恶物啊，满了害死人的毒气。
I guess, how many relationships in families or in other places have been ruined by the poisonous, words, that were spoken, that ruined relationships, broke up marriages, separated families, that started wars on the earth. It all begins with the tongue.
有多少的家庭啊，关系是因为舌头所破坏的，因为话语所破坏所带来的这一切的后果啊，其实都是因为我们没有管住这舌头。
And then in verse 10, he says, it's how incongruous this is. What a contrast. Because the tongue in verse 10, out of the same mouth,can proceed blessings and cursings.
然后第十节，颂赞和咒诅啊，这样的一个强烈的对比，却是从一个口里出来的。所以他说，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
And he finishes verse 10, he says, my brethren, he says, these things ought not to be so.
所以他说呢，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
And he says, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening?
说泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
I'm sorry, I missed verse 9, I believe, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back to verse 9.
他说他跳过了第九节，我们回去看一下第九节。
Because with the same tongue, we bless God our Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God.
第九节，我们用舌头颂赞那位主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
Now how can this be so? He's asking the question.
所以他问我们怎么能这样做呢？我们
He talks about a spring of water. It's either good water or it's bad water.
所以他就说我们的舌头就像这一个泉源嘛，你怎么能泉源又是甜水又是苦水呢？
It can't bring forth bad water and good water at the same time. It's got to be either one or the other.
你不能把两个水同时放在一个泉源里，你总是两个里面得有一个嘛。
So, in the same sense, if our hearts have changed, if we have real faith, this is what he's getting at, then our speech ought to reflect this. There should be always good water coming out of that spring of our hearts.
所以这就联系到我们这个雅各书的主题了。那就是在讲呢，如果我们真的是重生得救了啊，我是里面有新的生命了，那为什么我的嘴还要去讲这不应该讲的话呢？那我总是给出来是甜水了嘛，原来是苦水，现在是甜水。
If a person has true faith and their works are based upon that faith, then what comes out of their heart.Are going to be blessings, and it's going to refresh our brethren, not tear them down with evil and polluted water.
所以一个人如果真的重生得救了，在里面他流出来的一定是颂赞和使人和睦的话，而不是在使得弟兄有纷争的话。
That water from a bitter spring.Comes from the old nature, not from the new.
那有苦水呢，一定是从老我出来的，而不是从新我新生的人。
And also he talks about trees. He says, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives or grapevine bear figs?
12节, 我的弟兄们, 无花果树, 能生橄榄吗? 葡萄树能生, 能结无花果吗?
What is truly in the heart will come out, of the mouth.
心里真正是怎样的, 一定会在嘴里显出来。
And so these trees would nourish, the water would refresh if it comes from the new nature.
那这个果子是什么树? 什么树就结什么果子, 那我什么样的泉源呢? 就出什么样的水, 好水, 好泉源的, 就一定是出甜水。
And he finishes the last sentence of verse 12.
他在12节的最后 做这个解释的。
Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh.
咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
So, the works which are in the heart of man expressed by the tongue, they should not be two different kinds, expressing the old nature and the new, but rather expressing that new nature itself.
所以在一个重生得救的人里呢, 他不可能把两样都给出来, 他只是要给出一个新的, 重生得救的, 新生的我, 这个是甜水。
So he said, it underlines his whole thesis, which is, without works, faith is dead.
他就, 重申了他自己的整个的主题, 没有信心的行为呢, 是死的。
We'll continue our study.
没有行为的信心是死的。
We'll continue our study next week in this little book of James in verse 13, and we'll complete chapter 14, Lord willing, next week.
我们下一周会从3章的13节开始往后, 进到第4章。
If the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, so our words and our actions are going to reflect the love that the Savior has put into our hearts. May the Lord bless us.
那如果神的爱呢, 是借着圣灵, 借着福音给出来, 那 我们也一样在我们的行为里呢, 要把我们的信心显明出来。 愿主祝福大家。
This is me. We have a word of prayer as we leave. And again, thank you, Eric. Thank you, Long. And thank you all who were listening this evening. We praise the Lord for the truth of God. And just we continue to learn it. And by God's grace, as James says, we continue to live it.
谢谢大家能来，我们结束之前的做一个结束的祷告，盼望我们都能够按照雅各所说的啊，也能把这信心能活出来。
Let's pray now.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the truth of God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为了神的恩典。
And this man James, Lord, is a very practical man. And he basically says, if you believe, then it's going to show. And therefore, Lord, our prayer is that we might show our belief very, very clearly so that many will see. And by the grace of God, many will turn to the Lord.
主啊, 这个雅各弟兄, 他是个非常, 实际, 实用的弟兄, 把神的道用出来。 他说, 如果我们真的是得救的, 就要把这信心显明出来。 主啊，盼望我们每个人都如同他所说， 把我们得救的信心活出来， 使得他人能够因此看见， 也更愿意相信神。
So Lord, we give thanks for each one who's been with us at this time, and our prayer is that each one of us will respond with ways that will bring glory to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊, 我们谢谢您带每一个人来听这道, 也使我们能够 按照, 正确的方式, 能荣耀神的方式来回应这道。
And so we pray and give thanks in his holy name.
我们这样的祷告和感恩, 奉他圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless us all.
Thank you.